Okay, good evening, and thank you for coming to our May 6th regular city council meeting. The time right now is 7:10. We're getting started just a little bit late because we had a Transportation Benefit District Board meeting just before this meeting started. We go ahead and call the roll, please.
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Hanford, Cuddeback, Rasmussen, Camp, Davis, Gamble, and...
Gearing will be here about 20 minutes late.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and move on to the Pledge of Allegiance. Councilmember Davis, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilmember. The next item of business on the agenda are announcements and presentations. I have two proclamations to read today. The first one that I will read is Building Safety Month, so I'm going to take these in the reverse order of how they're listed on the agenda. So, proclamation, Building Safety Month, May 2014. Whereas efforts to address issues of safety, energy efficiency, and resilience in the built environment give us confidence that our structures are safe and sound, and whereas our confidence is achieved through the dedication of people employed in the building and development industry, including building safety and fire prevention officials, architects, planners, engineers, builders, tradespeople, and laborers, all of whom work to ensure the safe construction of buildings where we live, learn, work, worship, play. And whereas Building Safety Month, sponsored by the International Code Council, promotes the public safety role that people in the building and development industry fill in ensuring safe, efficient, and livable buildings, and whereas the theme for Building Safety Month in 2014 is Building Safety, Maximizing Resilience, Minimizing Risks, raises awareness for and encourages safe buildings, resilient construction, fire prevention, disaster mitigation, backyard safety, energy efficiency, and new technologies in the construction industry. And whereas during Building Safety Month, residents and businesses are asked to consider projects that improve building safety and sustainability, and to acknowledge the service provided by people employed in the building and development industry in protecting lives and property. Now, therefore, I, Jeffrey Thomas, do hereby proclaim May 2014 as Building Safety Month, and encourage residents and businesses, business owners, to participate in Building Safety Month activities. Okay, the second proclamation that I have is Letter Carriers Food Drive Day participation, May 10th, 2014. Whereas the National Association of Letter Carriers holds a Stamp Out Hunger food drive during the spring to restock shelves and area food banks for the summer. And whereas through the Stamp Out Hunger food drive, Monroe's letter carriers and our community donate the majority of the food that allows Monroe's Sky Valley Food Bank to carry families through the lean summer months during the Stamp Out Hunger food drive. And whereas Washington Governor Jay Inslee designated May 10th, 2014 as Letter Carriers Food Drive Day in support of the Stamp Out Hunger food drive, and whereas Monroe Letter Carriers will deliver bags to mailboxes in our community for food donations, and whereas on May 10th, 2014, Letter Carriers in Monroe and across Washington will collect food donations placed next to our mailboxes as they deliver our mail, now therefore I, Jeffrey Thomas, do hereby thank our Monroe Letter Carriers and our Sky Valley Food Bank for volunteering time and resources in support of our neighbors in need, and encourage the community of Monroe to open our hearts and cupboards to donate food on May 10th, 2014. And I do have the food bank here today. Neil, you can come forward and introduce your president and president-elect.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, City Council. I thank you deeply for the proclamation. Saturday is a pivotal day for us. The shelves are semi-bare. We're getting by. This food drive is just pivotal to get us through till September, and a lot of activity that happens then. Summer is a very slow time for us getting food in, but a very busy time for us getting food out. So I really appreciate the proclamation, and I hope we can get the city behind it so we can help stock our shelves. I have with me tonight Bill Davison, who is the president of our board of directors, and Dave Hayes, who is the president-elect of our board of directors. Bill is an active citizen in our community. Dave is the manager of Albertsons. So they are here and with me to accept the proclamation and to say thank you to you all. Thank you very much for your service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to now move on to comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. Do we have a sign-in sheet? Okay, is there anybody that would like to approach the council? Anybody at all? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move on to student representative report. Our student representative isn't here tonight to give that report. Do we have anything, Councilmember Camp? Okay. We're now going to move on to the consent agenda. Council? Councilmember Rasmussen?
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Camp. Any discussion on the consent agenda, or the motion, rather? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. The next item on the agenda is an executive session for pricing of property. Our attorney, Zach.
Mr. Mayor, my understanding is that there's also a need for an executive session this evening to discuss potential litigation. And if it's the mayor and council preference, those two executive sessions may be combined.
Okay.
Or they can be segmented out, and the executive session dealing with litigation can be placed at the end or near the end of the meeting, at your preference.
Okay. Let's go ahead and dispense with the pricing of property so that we can come back into a regular session for members of the public that are here to go through a new business. So we'll go ahead and move into pricing of property for executive session for 15 minutes. This will be under RCW 4230-110-1C. And we'll go ahead and we'll move into another room for that. Is that okay?
Okay.
15 minutes.
Mayor?
Yes.
Sorry, I had my light on there. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Would it be possible to commence with the business since one of our council members isn't quite here yet? And then possibly he'll be here by the time we're done with the new business?
I don't have a problem with that
thought.
Myself. Council, do you mind if we dispense with new business? Okay. Seeing no objection, we're going to go ahead and scratch that on the executive session. We're going to move into new business, item number one, AB 14069. We'll then return for executive session later on in the agenda. So this is AB 14069, approval of ordinance number 006-2014, amending 2014 budget. This is the first reading. Diane, you have this one.
The Finance Committee discussed this budget amendment earlier this evening, and I'm going to go over the key points in it. The first part of this budget amendment is a housekeeping item, and it's where we change the gain fund balances. When we did the budget last year for this year, we estimated what the beginning fund balances will be. We now know what they actually are, so this adjust those beginning fund balances in the budget. The net overall effect citywide is a $2.4 million increase in beginning fund balance. Exhibit C in your packet lists each fund individually with a comment of what made the difference, whether to the better or to the worse for each fund. Of note would probably be the contingency fund, which is down about $498,000, and that is mainly due to probably a lack of communication between myself and Jeff Sachs on how much money we were going to receive from the Walmart sales. Once we got the commissions and fees and all the other costs associated with it, it was less than what we had put in the budget. So that is why that beginning fund balance is lower. The last three funds on the list are our internal service funds, and we discussed this at length in the Finance Committee. Our method of cost allocation right now is a budget method where we base it on what we estimate the expenses will be, and because we use that method, the auditor requires at year end for me to do a reconciliation to actual. So we budgeted a certain cost for the internal service funds. The cost came in under budget, so whatever excess money was left over had to be returned to the funds that paid for those fees. And so that's just a housekeeping item that has to be done. In the Finance Committee, we talked about later on this year revisiting the method of cost allocation and fee charging for these funds. And a common method used by a lot of cities is what's called the two-year look-back method, where you base your fees on what the actual costs were 2 years ago. And when you use that method, you don't have to do year-end reconciliation, mm-hmm. and the amounts are known, they're set, you're not estimating. Mm-hmm. So it takes it's a lot less work for me, and it takes a lot of the guesswork out, mm-hmm. so you can better plan your expenses and your revenues for these funds and the costs for the other funds. So that's something we'll be looking at probably in June or July. So the first three bullets in the agenda bill regarding the changes in the budget amendment are things that we've already discussed at prior previous council meetings. One is the use of the contingency fund for permit fees for the Walmart project and the Housing Hope project. Fortunately, because the general fund's beginning fund balance came in to the better when we got to the actual, the general fund is able to pony up $275,000 worth of those fees, so we did not have to hit the contingency fund for those fees. We are still below the threshold called for in the reserve policy, so in the ordinance itself, it calls out that we are using the reserve, we are going below the policy, reserve policy threshold in the contingency fund, and second, Part E of Section 3, Part E says, as required by the reserve policy, the expended reserves shall be replenished at a rate that does not impair established programs or create undue hardship. And so in the 2015 budget, we're hoping to have transfers to replenish that money. We want to show that we are actually going to pay this back. We have to show good faith that any extra money we have, we are going to replenish this fund. The other item is the two police department motorcycles, which we've already discussed. It actually formally puts it in the budget. And as part of the last council meeting, Brad talked to you about the part of the comp plan update is the rate study. And so having the utilities expend funds for the rate study in as part of the comp plan. So those things have already been talked about. Now there's five items that we have not discussed previously. The first one is recalculation of the InfoTech fees. Because we have to do that reconciliation year end where I give the money, the excess money back to the funds that paid it in, when we were doing the information technology funds budget for 2014, we saw that there was $106,000 fund balance, and we thought, oh good, we'll spend that on expenses without me not thinking that, oh yeah, I gotta give that extra money back. So now we are just recharging the funds for that money. So it's basically giving the money back and now recharging to actually spend it because we need to spend it in 2014. So that's what that $106,000 for is on the recalculation of the IT fees charged to the other funds. The other item is the police department has a special restricted fund balance in the general fund. And this is money that's not part of the reserve policy. It's money that was incurred through public safety purposes, one being the photo enforcement, the other being a federal seizure, the chicken fight case that happened a few years ago. And so money that's received from those we put in a restricted fund balance to be spent strictly on public safety purposes. The police department does this because they want to make sure other departments, since the general fund encompasses a lot of departments, they want to make sure other departments are not spending their money. And it's more like protection. In the budget, we estimated what we thought it was going to be. Debbie Willis then does an actual reconciliation once we know the amounts, and so that's why we are increasing the photo enforcement money from $200,000 to $320,000, and the federal seizure, we auctioned off some of the asset seized, so it went from $8,100 to $9,600. And this money will be spent on public safety purposes in the future. The other thing is that there's a fund called the Public Safety 800 Megahertz Equipment Fund. This is an old obsolete fund. We no longer use it. There's $1,400 left in the fund. We're just going to transfer it into the general fund and eliminate this fund. The other thing is the narcotic drug buy fund. Its beginning fund balance came in lower than what I estimated, so I just need to lower the appropriations to keep that fund in balance. This is strictly an accounting function because I don't know exactly what money they're going to spend in that since this is all undercover type work. I don't have their work plan. this is strictly an accounting thing to keep this fund in balance. And the last thing is some good news. We're getting an increase of $120,000 in surface water grants. So this budget amendment accounts for that increased grant revenue and the subsequent spending of that grant revenue. And so those are all the items that are in this budget amendment. I went through them kind of fast. So if you have any questions or anything that seems kind of hazy or not very clear, please ask me any questions. I don't know if the Finance Committee wants to weigh in on that at all.
Okay. Before we continue, look, the records show that Councilmember Gehring entered the chambers at about 7:26. And Councilmember Hanford has his light pushed. Do you want to wait to see if the committee has anything to say first, or do you want to?
It doesn't have anything to do with it, so I'll go ahead and ask if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. Go for it.
So the contingency fund, you said we're pledging to pay it back as soon as we can. With future possible land sales, things like that, we can use that to pay the fund back. Is that correct?
The first use of land sales will go towards paying off the GO bonds.
Okay.
And once that's done, yeah.
Once the bonds are completely paid off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we have about $5 million left to pay off.
So we would need to have some pretty major land sales to pay off the bond first and then pay back the contingency fund.
There's other sources that will pay back the contingency fund as well. And this, the Finance Committee did talk about this.
Okay.
Usually when we do the budget, because it's estimates and we're not legally allowed to go over our budget, we tend to budget expenses high mm-hmm. and then come in under budget. And so that gap is
can be used.
Probably
okay.
going to be used.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Cuddeback.
Thank you. Diane, how much does it put us under the where we want to be? What's the dollar amount?
About $500,000.
Okay.
Exhibit B, it shows your summary of the funds at a glance. And, if there's such a thing. And second one is the contingency fund. If you go all the way over to the right, you'll see that the restricted fund balance was $900,000. It will now be $400,000.
Okay.
And your undesignated fund balance is going from $266,000 to zero. So technically, you're going to need about $500,000 to pay back into this fund.
Okay. And then I was happy to see that the general fund had enough, or that we could pay the Walmart fees, or a majority of them. That's good news, because looking at that.
Yeah.
So that's good news. And then I just have one question about the... Where's the total cost of the comp plan update coming from? That's a big amount. How much is it? 600? Brad, what's the total cost of the whole plan, comp plan update?
The comp plan? Well, coming out of several different places.
Yeah. Well, that was my question.
$170,000 coming out of Parks CIP.
Okay.
And then just general fund.
Okay.
And in addition to that is the utilities, other the additional $400,000 and $560,000. So it's actually all together, both the comp plan with all the utility elements, $1.1 million all together.
So are all, because I know we did amendments for the utility, the rate studies out of the utility funds. was the original amount budgeted in those funds also? Okay.
$50,000 budgeted in each of the three utilities.
Okay. 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 That's it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Do I have a Councilmember Gamble?
So all I was going to say was out of committee, unless you wanted to.
No, go ahead.
When we go back and look June, July, I mean, the biggest piece, I mean, if you look at amended revenues against amended expenditures, it means nothing new. We know we have a kind of a structural deficit
that we need to
address. Now, we were reminded by Diane that, and it's a good thing that, I mean, about the $2 million, you know, deficit that's there, it really is in the general fund, but about $1.2 million, $1.6 million was associated to the Walmart. What was it, $850 for?
Well, $850,000 is being transferred to the North Kelsey Development Fund to make change to improvements to the land to sell it. And then $275,000 is going towards the Walmart permit fees.
Mm-hmm. So that puts us to about, those are one-time expenditures, so hopefully we're about $1 million. But we are going to dig in to understand where we're going to have to carve that. And then we start looking towards street side of things beyond, I mean, throw out the transportation benefit district side of things, but we're going to have to eventually put something in there beyond that. It has to go in there. So it's just a challenge. So we said maybe five guys will sell enough burgers.
Okay, any other comments?
Thank you, Diane.
And are we looking for a motion to consider adopting this for first reading? Is that a requested action? Okay, Councilmember Gamble.
I move to approve as first reading ordinance number 010-2014, an ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, amending the budget for fiscal year 2014 to account for actual beginning fund balances and new revenues and expenditures, authorizing and setting forth supportive findings for the use of certain reserves from the City's contingency fund in accordance with the City's adopted reserve policy, providing for severability and establishing an effective date.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Gamble, a second from Councilmember Cutterback. Any discussion on the motion?
Please.
Yes.
I just want to let you know that it seems that there is an error in the agenda bill and the motion that was made where it says ordinance number 010. It's actually ordinance 006, and that's how it's reflected in the attachment and also on the agenda. I believe that was just an oversight, so I apologize for that.
So I would amend my motion to ordinance number 006-2014.
Second. Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. We're now going to move on to, we go ahead and take care of councilmember reports, staff department reports, and then come back to exec session. Does that sound okay with everybody?
Fair enough.
Okay. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Had an opportunity to attend National Day of Prayer Thursday night. It was a great time, as always, and good to see community members come together, and it was nice to have community members pray for all our elected leaders, our elected officials, and including everyone here on council. So I thought that was a great time, just a really good community event, and a national event as well. So I enjoyed participating in that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
No, nothing at this time.
Okay. Councilmember Davis.
I missed a few events last week because I was traveling to D.C. I left sunny skies in the morning on Wednesday and arrived to record-breaking rainfall.
Welcome back.
That was in D.C., yeah. So, anyways, it was a good trip.
Councilmember Camp.
Thank you, Bear. Yeah, a couple things. First, it is getting towards the end of the school year. I would like to recommend that the council ask the mayor to direct city staff to prepare a certificate of appreciation for our student rep to be presented sometime before she graduates, hopefully later this month.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay. And second, as I explained to the mayor earlier, I have received notification that a Tigers group has completed their flag ceremony training and would like to give the Pledge of lead the Pledge of Allegiance at the council next Tuesday, if that would be all right with council and the mayor.
Absolutely.
All right. So I will let them know that they will be honored guests that night. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Oh, thank you. Had the privilege of attending the Parks Planning meeting last Thursday. Very well attended. There's about a little over 30 people there. Some awesome ideas. Looking forward to seeing all the results on all the ideas and plans for that. So it was a great meeting. Thank you.
Councilmember Cutterback.
Last Thursday, I could not attend either of those. I was at soccer with my son. Beautiful night. So it was a gorgeous night. Now Sky River Park is closed indefinitely because of the rain, is what I hear. So that puts a little crimp in the soccer. And then we have a transportation park, Public Works, all that. Before 2 o'clock Monday.
Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, three things. I attended the National Day of Prayer last Thursday, and that was a great time. Good to see the community come out. Second thing, I got the privilege of seeing a preview of the movie Mom's Night Out. Mother's Day is this coming weekend, and I would highly recommend taking your mom to it. I'm going to be doing that. It's a very encouraging movie. For moms especially. So, and the last thing is, I love getting these. I told Patsy, every year this comes out, I just love getting it, take it home, get all the dates, you know, check it all out. So thank you. Always exciting to see the future summer coming up here in Monroe.
Okay. Chief.
Last Friday, it was my privilege to attend the ceremony in Olympia that honored Sergeant Rick Dunn, the governor, gave him the Medal of Honor, along with the Attorney General, and his family, his spouse, and his four sons attended, and it was a very nice day there on the water in Olympia.
Thank you. Brad.
Well, thanks. You may have noticed that we stripped up Lindsay Street, I mean Main Street and Hill Street upgrade. So contractors are scheduled to be completed with that on June 2nd, just in time for the next contractor to rip it up again. For the infiltration project, we'll leave Lindsay and Hill Street. The bids came in today for the roundabout at Kelsey and Chain Lake Road, about $200,000 underneath the consultant's estimate, so that's good news. And so that might be underway soon. And
thank you, Brad. Dan.
This Saturday is the City of Monroe Community cleanup event at the high school from 8 to 2.
Yay.
So clean up your garage.
Just got to bring your ID.
Thank you. Gene.
The only thing I have this evening for council is we have our new planning person that started this week. Okay. His name is Nick, and his last name escapes me. Can staff
Colin.
Know?
Colin?
That's
Colin.
Right.
Colin.
Yeah.
Like country?
Yeah.
Holland.
Anyway. Yeah, nice guy. Holland.
So it's been 2 weeks since we had our last council meeting. A week ago Thursday, we had the manufacturers meeting at over at the Lake Tai building. The Everett Community College and the Chamber and the city co-sponsored that event. We had approximately 50 people there. Council members Cutterback and Camp were there, as well as Senator Pearson, in addition to a number of other folks. We, being the Everett Community College and the city and the Chamber, will be meeting on Thursday this week just to talk through the next steps. Councilmember Cutterback, Camp, did you have anything that you wanted to share from that meeting, observations or anything?
I think thought it was a good, I don't know if we've had a meeting like that, not since I've been on council, but I thought it was a good first step to bring people together. I actually had a person who was there, Bob McGowan, call me, and I just chatted with him today about kind of the meeting and his insights, and he was appreciative, and you know, we were talking about next steps. So I think it is important to now have next steps, because when you pull people together and you have a conversation, if you don't do anything after that, then people are left. I would suggest that we get an email out even pronto, kind of thanking people for coming and then saying, you know, here's what we're planning on doing. We're getting together to map out next steps, but give them an update on kind of where we're at. But it was good. Thought Rob Prosh did a nice job facilitating. I think it's important that businesses recognize what the college does have to offer as far as helping them improve training and other aspects of their business. And what I got out of that, which was interesting, is we should really sell the point that it's easier for businesses to locate here. It's a reverse commute. Transportation coming into Monroe might be easier for certain businesses, and I think that's something I wasn't really paying attention to until I heard a couple of business owners say that hey, we like being in Monroe for that very reason, that employees coming this way to work, it is an easier commute for them than going the other direction. So I think we should highlight that. So,
Councilmember Camp, did you have anything?
Just to echo those comments, it was enlightening hearing the education requirements from some of the businessmen on what they needed, and it was also nice to hear how the community college is working with them to come up with meet those educational requirements and meet their staffing needs. I was also interested in the machinist aspect. The group I sat with most of the time was heavy into machining in town. I was really amazed at the extent that it is here. And that's about it.
Councilmember Hanford, you have your light on?
Oh, yes, thank you. You brought up the city cleanup, and that reminded me of the last year. Do we know what the plan is? Because we talked about at the end of last year that we kind of reviewed and said, you know, people were smuggling in and things like that. So did we decide they have to provide the letter?
Yeah.
They're not.
It's been stressed to staff that okay. They must have them fill out the forms. And they put it off about 200 blank forms. So if someone shows up and they don't have it, they're going to make them fill it out.
Okay.
Good. And this year, no semi-trucks are being allowed.
Semi-trucks.
Semi-trucks.
A guy showed up with a semi.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of stuff.
So, like taking tires and shredding. There's a shred, on-site shredder. A Relay for Life fundraiser selling food for people waiting in line.
So no ID required, just the letter and then the thing, right?
Because you have to fill out your address on it and it fits it.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, you know, I hesitated, but I don't know why. But we've had quite a few events in our community over the last several weeks with members, prominent members, and then you know, between the Oso slide, Pray for Trey, a lot of different community members, and most recently, for those who don't know, Tony Creswell, the Creswell family's been in the community for a long time. His brother owns Smiley's at the end of town. Tony played. They all graduated from Monroe. Tony played for the University of Washington. He's been most recently diagnosed with a very aggressive form of brain cancer. And so there's a lot of events going on in the community. This coming Tuesday, Tony and his wife Jada are neighbors of ours in the Rainier View area. Three beautiful children. Darcy's Dinky Donuts on Tuesday will be donating all of their proceeds to help him fight that, and then there's also an auction this Saturday. But if you are interested in supporting at all, there is a appropriately named Facebook page called Tony's Dog Pack, spelled the real way you spell dog, D-A-W-G, that you can get any information on that. But I've just been continuously amazed over the last month on how this community rallies around its citizens, and I know we will do the same for Tony and his family. So that's it.
All right. Thank you. The next couple of things that I did last week, we had the Parks Workshop. I met with Jennifer Anderson of the Master Builders Association last week as well. She wanted me to pass on a thank you to council for the FTE that we just hired, the planner. I also met with the economic development manager from Snohomish County today at lunch, and we talked about the reverse commute and about the interest in building up our workforce here in Monroe for, you know, for family wage jobs and things like that. And so anyway, just some of the things that I've been working on, and I think that's it. We're going to go ahead and move now into the draft agenda for next week. Gene?
Thank you, Mayor. Draft agenda for May 13th, 2014. For announcements and presentations, we have the police department swearing in ceremony for 20-year badge recognition. Comments from citizens, student representative report, the consent agenda. Final action, we have AB 14XXX, adoption of ordinance number 006-2014, amending the 2014 budget, second and final reading. Have the draft agenda for May 20th, 2014.
Okay, does anybody have any questions on May 13th? Okay, and I would note that Five Guys has its opening, I think, on May 13th. That's why that date's sticking in my head. Correct.
Okay. 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, yeah. Sorry.
Good to know.
Good to know. Just FYI. All right, for the extended agenda.
See? Five Guys Burger and Darcy Dinky Donuts for coffee on the 13th.
There you go. There you go. Go for it.
Basically, is there any additions or deletions on the long-term agenda?
And then the Councilmember Camp's item. Certificate of whatever.
Yes. The certificate of appreciation will be on the agenda, and then I don't know if we need to put it on the agenda for next week, but to have the Tiger Cub. Do we have the trip, the pack number?
I do not. That's okay. One. I'll send it to
you. Okay, thank you. The other thing that we will have on an agenda in June is probably right around June 10th or 17th will be a workshop to talk about budget priorities for 2015. We'll start putting together the budget in July, and so one of the things that we would like to do as staff and mayor, so as administration, is to talk with council a little bit about some of the priorities that you see for 2015, some of the things that we're not doing, or some of the things we are doing that you'd like to see done differently. So we'll go ahead and we'll put that on probably for the 10th or the 17th, and I'll talk with staff as to which date would be appropriate for that. Okay, anything else? All right. We're going to go ahead and move now into executive session. Yes. Oh, my arm was like this. Councilmember Hanford.
Why don't you go first? My light's been on so long, I forgot.
I will be in Cabo on June 3rd. Very excited. So I was wondering if council would mind moving the social media policy update to a different day, since...
We'll go ahead and move that to June 10th.
Okay, thank you.
Is that okay with council?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Gracias.
Oh boy.
getting a head start on
already.
Okay, Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, I remember what it was. Chief, who? Just out of curiosity, the 20-year badge recognition. Who is that?
Jim.
Bazell.
Tim Bazell.
Bazell. Okay. Wonderful.
Does this help you remember?
I should try that.
Yeah.
It's starts in slightly.
Thank you. I'll try that.
Or it could be like, you know what that means too. I'm
talking. Chief, would it be convenient to bring in Officer Nuke that evening? Officer Nuke?
No.
No, okay.
Because we are bringing in Officer...
Joker?
Joker.
Okay, we don't want them in the same room.
Goodbye.
Okay.
And, yes.
We say goodbye, then we say hello.
In a couple weeks after.
There's a song there. Okay.
Sure is.
I had a ride-along also a couple Saturdays ago, and I got to meet Officer Nuke, who is our new canine, who's replacing the tracker that Councilmember Joker, Officer Joker, that'll be that is now retired. So we now have two drug dogs and one tracker dog, and I guess the ideal, when we can, I'm being told, is two and two or something like that. But something like that. Okay. Okay. Anyway, all right. We'll go ahead and anything else on the extended agenda? All right. We're going to go ahead and move into executive session now. Do we anticipate any sort of action following executive session? Yes.
Yes, Zach. Mr. Mayor, I believe that after the potential litigation executive session, certainly the council may take action in open session when we reconvene.
Okay. And how long will we need for the potential litigation component?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. So we're going to go ahead and do you have a citation or RCW, or is it the same as pricing of property?
It's a different citation. For the potential litigation, Mr. Mayor, it's RCW 4230110-1I.
Okay. All right. So we're going to now move into executive session in this room for 20 minutes, or approximately 20 minutes. Under RCW, we're going to, for pricing of property, RCW 4230110-1C, and also for potential, is it potential litigation? Okay. Potential litigation 4230110-1I. For a total of 20 minutes with the potential of action to follow. Thank you. Do we have an action to take?
No.
Okay, we're back in session, out of exec session. I don't think there's any action to take. Would entertain a motion for adjournment. Councilmember Camp.
Move that we adjourn.
Second.
I have a first and I have a second from Councilmember Gehring. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Oh.